Title: Balance Jungle Sampler Rec for 90s Inspired Darkness in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's talk about the thing that quietly makes or breaks dark jungle drums. You can have insane amen edits, ghost notes for days, and all the right samples, but if the sampler rack isn't balanced, the whole illusion falls apart. Hats get brittle. The kick disappears, the snare stops feeling like a threat, and suddenly your dark 90s vibe turns into clean, modern, slightly disappointing brightness. In this lesson, we're building a drum rack-based 90s dark jungle break rack in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. The goal is weight, grit, and shadow, but still rolling clean in a modern mix. And here's the mindset. Darkness isn't just EQ. Darkness is controlled highs, dense mids, and transient contrast. It's also gain staging. It's also micro timing. It's also knowing what each layer's job is, and not letting layers fight each other. Let's set up the session properly first. Set your tempo to about 165 to 170 BPM. Classic dark jungle often lives around 165 to 168, so pick something in there. On your drum bus and your master, drop a spectrum so you can actually see what you're doing in the low end and the high end. And put a limiter on the master only as protection, not loudness. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Default look ahead is fine. And here is your target while designing. Keep your drum rack output peaking around minus 10 to minus 60 BFS. If you start building at almost clipping, you lose your ability to make good dark decisions, because everything is already crushed and hyped. Now we build the rack, create a MIDI track, and drop in a drum rack. Inside the drum rack, we're going to make four pads that act like lanes. Think of them as four rolls, not four extra things. Pad C1 is main break, full range, the core groove. Pad C#1 is low thump. This is kick and body. Pad D1 is snare bite, mid crack and presence. Pad D#1 is TOP fizz, hats, shaker noise, dusty speed. On each pad, load simpler. Classic mode is fine, one shot is fine, but for the main break I want you thinking in slices, because that's where jungle gets weaponized. Now choose a break. Amen, think, hot pants, anything gritty and era appropriate. On main break, load the break into simpler and switch to slice mode. Slice by transient. Adjust sensitivity until the kicks and snares slice cleanly. Set playback to trigger so MIDI notes fire slices like an old sampler. And a key detail, if you're slicing for transient integrity, turn warp off inside simpler. You can still warp audio elsewhere if you need to, but inside simpler, keep those transients honest. Low thump, load either a clean weighty kick, or resampled low end from the same break. This lane is not about click, it's about mass. Snare bite, load a snare hit, or even a filtered snare slice from the break. You're aiming for mid presence, not low end. Top fizz, load hat loop, shaker, vinyl hat, or a high pass layer from the break. This is where speed perception lives, but it's also where people accidentally ruin darkness, so we'll treat it carefully. Now we do the real work, gain staging. This is the balance, not the plugins. Before you add any processing, set the simpler volume on each pad. Solo each lane and watch the drum rack meter. Here are solid starting targets. Main break, peak around minus 12 dB FS when soloed. Low thump, bring it in until you feel the low end. Often it sits around minus 18 to minus 12 peak, depending on the sample. Snare bite, bring it up until the snare speaks clearly through an imaginary bass line. Usually minus 18 to minus 14 peak. Top fizz, very low. Minus 24 to minus 18 peak. This layer adds perception fast. And here's a rule I want you to remember. If you can clearly hear the top fizz as its own loop, it's too loud. It should feel like dust and motion, not like you pasted a modern hat loop on top. Also, don't judge the top layer in solo. It will sound ugly alone. That's normal. Judge it only in the full rack. Okay, now we tone shape each lane with stock devices, with a very specific goal. Restrained highs, dense mids, controlled punch. Let's process main break first. On the main break chain, at EQ 8, high pass at about 25 to 35 Hz with a gentle slope, just to remove useless rumble. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz by 1 to 3 dB, moderate Q. Then if it's too shiny, do a gentle high shelf cut, minus 1 to minus 3 dB above about 8 to 10 kHz. Dark jungle usually has air that's present, but not glossy. Next, at saturator, set it to analog clip, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. But here's the discipline. Turn the output down so it's not better because louder. We're adding density, not cheating with gain. Then add drum bus, Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Subtle. Boom 0 to 15% at around 50 to 70 Hz, only if it helps and only if it doesn't fight the bass line. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 if the break got softened. And if your break is already crispy, leave transients closer to 0. Don't force it. A lot of 90s breaks already have their own bite. Now low thump. EQ 8 first. Low pass at around 120 to 180 Hz with a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave. The point is, this lane should be thump, not a second break. Optional. A small boost around 55 to 80 Hz, 1 to 2 dB, if it needs chest. Then saturator. Try soft sine or analog clip. Drive 3 to 9 dB. Your goal here is harmonic, so the thump is audible on smaller systems without turning it into a clicky kick. Then compressor, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds so the transient gets through. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds or auto. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Now snare bite. EQ 8. High pass at 140 to 200 Hz. Boost somewhere around 1.8 to 3.5 kHz. 1 to 4 dB. For crack. If it gets harsh, dip 5 to 7 kHz a little. That harsh node is where modern brittle likes to hide. Then transient shaping using drum bus. Transients plus 10 to plus 25. Keep drive low, 0 to 5%. That gives snap without turning the top end into fizzy hype. Optional saturator here too. 1 to 4 dB of drive, soft clip on, just for edge. Now top fizz, the danger zone. EQ 8. High pass anywhere from 4 to 8 kHz depending on what you loaded. This is extreme filtering on purpose. If it's too digital, add a shelf cut above 10 kHz, minus 2 to minus 6 dB, then redux for old sampler grain. Downsample 2 to 6, bit depth around 10 to 14 bits. If you go super low, it becomes a special effect, which can be cool, but don't destroy the entire groove. Then auto-filter for movement and darkness. Use a low pass, 12 or 24 dB, cut off around 9 to 14 kHz. Add just a tiny bit of envelope so transients poke through, but sustain stays dark. Quick teacher note, a lot of dark air is not actually bright eyes. It's harmonics generated by saturation, then filtered. That's why this lane works even when it's heavily low-passed. Now we make a drum bus. Group your drum rack track, or route it to a separate audio track called drum bus. This is where cohesion happens, not destruction. First, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, or 1 millisecond if you want more clamp. Release auto, ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on, and keep gain reduction modest, 1 to 3 dB on peaks. We're gluing, not flattening. Then EQ 8 for final tonal tilt. High pass 25 to 30 Hz. Gentle high shelf cut above 9 to 12 kHz, minus 1 to minus 2.5 dB, to keep it dark. Optional. A very wide 1 dB lift around 100 to 140 Hz if the drums need body. Optional. A tiny bit of saturator on the bus. 1 to 2 dB drive. Soft clip on. This is glue grit, not carnage. Now, the advanced workflow. Macros. Because you don't want to rebalance 30 parameters every time you change your pattern. Put your lane effects into racks, then map the key parameters to macros with tight ranges. Tight ranges is the secret. Darkness should move 2 or 3 dB. Not 12. Here are the macros we're building. Darkness. Map it to the main break high shelf gain and the TOP fizz low pass cutoff. So one knob makes the whole kit darker or slightly more open. Punch. Map it to main break drum bus transients and a small range on the glue compressor threshold. Small range. You want more impact, not accidental pumping. Grit. Map it to main break saturator drive and TOP fizz redux downsample. Snare crack. Map it to snare bite EQ gain around 2.5 kHz and snare bite drum bus transients. Thump. Map it to LOW thump volume and LOW thump saturator drive. That way you can add weight without rewriting the whole mix. Air. Map it to TOP fizz volume and maybe the TOP fizz high pass frequency, but be careful. Too much range and you'll just brighten everything. Now let's talk about how to keep it 90s and rolling in arrangement. A classic dark jungle structure is simple. Intro. 16 to 32 bars, filtered break, Atmos, distant hint of Reese, drop, 32 bars, full rack and bass, mid, 16 bars, strip low thump and top fizz, leave main break and snare bite so it feels like it's pulling back, second drop, bring the thump back, change the edit pattern, add fills, practical edit moves that instantly read as jungle, every 8 bars, do a 1 beat stutter fill, duplicate a snare slice and retrigger it in 1/16s. Use note probability in live 12 for ghost hits. Ghost snares around 20 to 45% chance. Tiny hat ticks around 10 to 25%. And for consistent darkness, automate the darkness macro slightly down in the drops, so it gets heavier, and slightly up in fills so excitement happens without permanently raising the brightness. Now, extra coach notes that matter at this level. First, use your bass line to set the drum darkness target, not the other way around. If your bass is a Reese with mid growl, your drum darkness is mainly about taming 6 to 12k and keeping 700 Hz to 2.5k readable in the break. If your bass is mostly sub, you can afford a little more upper mid bite on the snare. Second, calibrate against a quiet reference. Drop a 90s jungle reference track on another channel. Turn it down until it's roughly the same perceived loudness as your drums while your drums are peaking around minus 10 to minus 6. Then a slash B tone, not volume. Listen for hats that are present but not sparkly, a snare that's forward without glossy top, and low end that still feels solid even at low monitoring volume. Third, microtime is part of balance. If your low thump is perfectly on grid but the break kick is slightly late, you will perceive it as thin, even if it meters perfectly. Nudge the low thump by plus or minus 3 to 12 milliseconds. You can do it with track delay if your lanes are separated, or in simpler by adjusting the start slightly so the transient locks. Fourth, velocity scaling is a hidden mixer. In simpler, set velocity to volume so ghost notes naturally tuck in when you play with groove complexity. That way your rack stays balanced when your MIDI gets busier. Now, if you want to go even deeper, here are a few advanced variations you can add once the core rack is solid.